呢。耶耶比拉耶上。So you are very fortunate to be here at the holy place called Pili Pokhar. Most important is to understand.Most important is to know that we are in Barsana Dham. In a few words, I will tell you the speciality of Barsana Dham. Everywhere Sri Krishna wears footwear. But in Vrindavan Dham, Sri Krishna does not wear footwear. So this is the only place where Sri Krishna's lotus feet are touching the ground, the earth, the bhumi.That is why the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is only available here. But elsewhere, he wears bejeweled footwear and he walks on makhmal, satin, carpet. So there is no touch to the ground of the feet. That's why Vrindavan Dham is very special. Next special thing is, he does not come here as God.Everywhere he goes as God. Jagannath Puri, Badrinath, Dwarka, Sanghanath, Ayodhya, everywhere he goes as God himself and behaves as God and does things as God. But in Vrindavan, he gives up his godliness. He comes as an ordinary boy, ordinary coward boy, son, friend, boyfriend and all those things. But everywhere in Vrindavan, people come to take dust of Krishna's lotus feet.But Krishna comes to Barsana to take dust from Radharani's lotus feet. That is very important and significant. He himself comes here, rolls in the dust of Barsana. Rolls in the dust of Barsana, cries tears, offers himself at the lotus feet of Radharani and gives his life to her.So this is a secret. Everybody in the world doesn't know this secret. That Radharani is the mistress of Krishna. And this place is another thing, its speciality is, have you read any demon has come to Barsana, Nandagaon, and Krishna killed the demon in Barsana, Nandagaon? No. Have you heard Krishna killing demon in Vrindavan, Radhakund? Which demon he killed in Radhakund?Arishtasur and Talwan, Venukasur. So many forests are there, important forests. But Krishna has killed demons there. But in Vrindavan and Barsana, no demon has been killed. Because Sri Krishna wants to perform with Radharani and Gopis most intimate and most lovable personal and private pastimes. That is why She has arranged that no demon come. How she arranged? Any idea? Once they moved from Gokul to Nandagaon Barsana, right? They were staying there, na, before Krishna was brought there to Gokul. And then every day demons were coming. We know only few of them because Sukadeva Maharaj did not have much time. But every single day one demon was coming, just crossing Yamuna and coming in Gokul.So Upananda Maharaj, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj told, hey, this is a very dangerous place now, we should move from this place, move back to our original place. So they moved back from Rawal and Gokul to Barsana and Nandagaon. So again, like every day, next day demon came, but he didn't find anybody there. So he went back and told nobody is there. So Kamsa sent some special people.Special demon came and he came all the way to Nandagaon searching for Krishna and Balram. But Shandilya Rishi had given a curse, so the demons became stone. So the huge forms of those demons, they were used by Yashoda to scare Krishna. And what they were called? How Bilau. What they were called? How Bilau were the stony monuments, the remnants of the demons who became stone. So my mother Yashoda.Use them to scare Krishna when he was mischievous, you know. And then Kamsa came, because he found that everybody is going only one-way ticket. They have booked a return ticket, but nobody is using return ticket, because they all are killed. But Senapati went, how below, he also did not come back. There were four, two Senapatis and two children of theirs. All four of them became stone. Then Kamsa said, I want to go and see myself, what is happening. So he came searching, and he entered Barsana. And then what happened? Started a gopi, he became a girl. He became a girl. And you can imagine, the king of Mathura, so powerful, so chivalrous, Digvijay, he has won or conquered all directions. He has conquered Arishtasur, Keshi, Putana, Bakasur, Pralambasur, Narkasur, you name them, everybody he had conquered. That Digvijay, powerful Kamsa, has become a girl in Barsana. So he feels, how will I go back? They will say, our king has become a woman. So he couldn't go back, he was so embarrassed. And here, all the girls were clapping, saying, good, good, good. All time sending demons and troubling us. Now good has happened to you. So he was very embarrassed. On both the sides, because girls were clapping over here. All simple cowherd women, who are always working in the cow dung and cow urine and milking the cows. The simple women, which are laughing. Very embarrassed. You know what they did? Any idea? What they did with Kamsa?
6 months of menial work.
6 months of making cow dung cakes, cleaning goshala, so many menial works, and that too laughing and joking and taunting. You can imagine how much embarrassment. By whose name everybody in Mathura was trembling. Nobody dared to talk about Krishna's birth. That was a prohibited subject matter. Everybody was scared to death if anybody would utter the word Krishna there. That personality was so embarrassed in Barsana. After 6 months of doing this menial service of making cow dung cakes, what does that mean? Collecting, carrying, making, drying, collecting, carrying and storing. So much of work, menial work. He was crying all the time and they were laughing all the time. After 6 months, Vrishbhanu Maharaj came with Radharani, and that time Kamsa fell at the lotus feet of Radharani and said, please give me my man body back. So she said, dare you come back here again. If you ever come again here, you will become permanently a woman. Now you jump in this kunda. There is one kunda called Kishori Kunda. He jumped and he became a man again instantly, and without looking back, he ran all the way to Mathura. Why he ran? Why he could not walk? If she changes her mind, then... So whatever she has said, let me run before she changes her mind. Let me reach back. She ran away and nobody came here. So it's a very special place. Barsana is a very special place. Another reason why a special place, because when Krishna becomes a sakhi to come to Barsana, he dresses like a woman, a gopi, and then only he enters. It is said he also cannot get entry without Radharani's mercy over here. So all of you have received Radharani's mercy because you came here. Barsana is a very special place, extremely special place, because what Krishna is and what Krishna has, all those things are derived from Radharani by Krishna. The source of every strength, every art, dancing, playing flute, whatever you say, she is the source of all the rasa, the love that she has, Krishna receives from her. And extremely grateful Krishna is to Radharani. So he also comes as a menial servant here. He doesn't come as God here. He comes as a menial servant here. So what you have to understand is, we can go on speaking for hours together, but in short we can say we are in a very special place called Barsana. Why Barsana? Because yahan par ras baraste rehta hai hamesha ke liye. Aise Barsana. One name is Varsyanu, is another name. Varsyanu means it has got very attractive mountain peaks. Syanu means very beautiful. Var means the mountain. The peaks of the mountain, there are four mountain peaks because Brahmaji became mountain here. 120,000 years He performed tapasya to become the mountain. 60,000 in the beginning of Satyayuga, 60,000 in the end of Satyayuga. Total 120,000 years after that, Krishna appeared and told him, what do you want? He said, I want to take the dust of your lotus feet. You, Radharani, Gopas, Gopis. So Krishna said, go to Barsana and become mountain there. So the first citizen of the whole universe, Brahma, the creator, and on behalf of Krishna, has become a mountain here. Therefore, there are four mountain peaks. What are the names of four mountain peaks? One is Bhanugarh. Second is Dangarh. Third is Vilasgarh. Fourth is Mangarh. In Bhanugarh, they stay. Who all stays here? In Radharani's house? Ishvanu Maharaj as a father. Kirtida, Mataji as mother. Sridhama as elder brother. Radharani as the daughter. And Ananga Manjari as younger sister of Radharani. Ananga Manjari is Balram, taken avatar as a gopi. Huh? So what is the family again? Vishvanu Maharaj, Kirtida Mai, Radharani, Sridhama elder brother, younger sister, Ananga Manjari. This family lives there with lots of servants and everybody. And lots of beautiful pastimes take place in the house of Radharani. Because Krishna comes very time, many times, hidingly, becoming a girl, meet Radharani. Because as a man, as a boy, he cannot come in the inner chambers of Radharani. So Krishna many times changes himself into Sakhi and enters her palace and spends time with her. At many times he goes as sometimes phool bechne wali, florist, sometimes mehndi lagane wali, girl only, but sometimes one who puts mehndi, sometimes one who sells the flower, sometimes one who sees the high hand, palmist, sometimes, you know, so many things. It's called as Chadma Leela, that means cheating Leela. Sometimes he does, takes many forms and disguises himself. Sometimes he becomes Gopadevi. Sometimes he becomes Brahmachari. Sometimes he becomes Sadhu. Sometimes he becomes so many things. And enters Radharani's dham, because he cannot stay without Radharani. In Dangarh, Krishna begs for love from Radharani. Begs Dan of love. That's why it's called Dangarh. In Vilasgarh, he plays many games. Like he dances with them, he swings on jhula, they eat, they dance, they have jokes, they have good time together. Vilas, that means expanding the happy pastimes. And Mangarh, what happens? Mangarh, what happens? What does not happen anywhere happens in Mangarh. Radharani, whenever she is upset, she goes to Mangarh. And she sits there in an upset mood. And Krishna comes there and somehow pacifies her. But she is not pacified. He keeps pleading her, keeps crying. But then he becomes peacock and he dances as peacock. Then Radharani looks at him dancing. She doesn't know the peacock is Krishna. But she is very happy to see the peacock dancing, very beautifully dancing. And the peacock finally reveals as Krishna. In the meantime, when he is dancing, she becomes so happy. She forgets her anger. Starts watching him. And then she becomes peahen herself and joins him. And they both dance for a long time. And when they come too close, then she understands he is not peacock, he is Krishna. And like that, many times he has danced over there. At times, Krishna has become peacock and she has become peahen willingly and danced. At times they have dressed up as peacock and peahen and they have danced. At some time they have brought their peacocks and peahens and they have watched them dancing. Rains have come, they have played flute. And they give music, you know, of what? They give music of ankle bells and bangles. We have kartal and mudang, no? They have ankle bells and Krishna and Krishna's flute. These three things together make a beautiful musical symphony. And in that the peacocks dance. And they encourage the peacocks. Dance, the peahens encourage, dance. Then all the peacocks and peahens join and the rains fall and the clouds come. And a beautiful situation comes. And peacocks and peahens are all time dancing. That is called as Morkuti. Morkuti is exactly opposite Mangarh. So Ban gets his angry and she's sitting from there, watching from there, and then in front of that platform, the peacocks are dancing. So it's an everyday pastime. We may know only few, but every day Krishna comes there and dances as peacock and peahen, and so many things happening there. In between there's a place called Sakri Kor. What is Sakri Kor? Sakri Kor is a place where two mountains meet. And there's a small narrow lane called Sakri, that means small. Kor means lane. Sakri Kor means at one time only one person can go in one direction. That is called Sakri Kor. So gopis come from here and Krishna comes from here and they stop. Stop there. And there is lots of pastime, we don't have time, but Krishna breaks the pot of Radharani's head. And the whole pot falls down. And that place has become very slippery and very sticky. Today also, it is white in color. The butter is spilled out and Krishna with naked hand is eating. All the cowherd birds are eating. So because Brahmaji is melting, because of Krishna's pastime being held on his head, Brahmaji is melting. So in the melting, there's a handprint and butter print and footprint, everywhere is there. One time Krishna is arrested by them. They arrest him. And then they remove his feta. So his feta is being dragged in the melting stone. So the line of that feta, of the turban, being pulled by gopis after arresting them. So many, many beautiful pastimes take place. One is called Vishnu Parvat, one is called Radha Parvat. Madhu Mangal Baitak, Radha Baitak, Krishna Baitak is there. So they always meet there and they have constant argument. Constant argument is there. Why you are coming trespassing my land? So she says, not your land, it's my father's land. Why are you coming in our land? No, this is my father's land. It's not, this is my father's land. You give me tax. No, you give me tax. Stand up the fight, and in between the fight, Krishna, pong, breaks the pot. Like that. Very beautiful, sweet pastime. Like this. Then this is Pili Poker. Huh? In Pili Poker, what happens? I'll tell you 1, 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? Radharani washes her hand here, which is put turmeric powder by Mother Yashoda as a loving exchange. And Radharani comes and washes her hands here. So this pond became yellow. This is called Priyakund. But in Priyakund, she washed her hand. So it became Pili Poker. And then next day, Krishna came here searching for Radharani. And he saw the clear waters have become yellow. So he was wondering, what is the yellow substance? What are you saying? What is the yellow substance? What is he saying? What is the yellow substance? And he enters the water. Because he doesn't know what happened. Because everything is secret. So he enters the water, asking the question. And finally, two palms and one peacock feather is only seen moving on the surface of the water. Hold the body is underwater. Right? You got the point? Can you imagine that? He's entering. Finally entered so much that he is like this. And peacock feather is same level. And everything is going in the water like that. Everybody is watching. What happened? Who is this? Who is this boy? Who is this boy? At that time, everybody gathers here. And then Krishna comes out. And when he comes out, the blue body of Krishna has turned into yellow golden body. And still he is asking the same question. What is the question? He is asking, what is the yellow substance? But something has happened in between. When he became golden yellow, he is now asking, where is Krishna? Where is Shamsundar? Where is Krishna? Where is Shamsundar? The coward boy become completely bewildered. What happened to Krishna? He said, you are Krishna. You are Shamsundar. You are Nandalal. Why are you asking? No. Where is Krishna? Where is Shamsundar? I want to meet him. So they feel Kanhaiya has gone mad. He has forgotten who is he. Like Radharani is asking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So what actually happened? Anybody knows? What actually happened? Tell me. What happened was, because he entered and dipped himself into Pili Pokhar, he assumed the mood of Radharani. Her love, which is stored in the water, overwhelmed him, consumed him. And that's how he, as if he became Radharani. And he, started asking like Radharani, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And the boys were really disturbed, what happened to our Lord, our friend? They couldn't understand. So they were saying, you are Krishna, you are Krishna. So he didn't agree that he is Krishna. So he went all the way to trees and creepers and flowers and birds and cows and started asking them, who is Krishna, who is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? After many hours of struggle that day, finally he came down to his original consciousness. He was very tired that day and he went home. So that is the first time he exhibited. Can you just keep them silent, please? Professor, can you help them to keep quiet? We only have 5 minutes over here. So, second pastime is Krishna dipped him here. Third pastime is Nandagaon messenger and Brahmin came here to invite gopis to play holi here. And they drenched him in water. Radharani saved him, took him to home, allowed him to take bath, food, dakshina, new clothes, and sent him back on palanquin. Next day, Krishna came with full procession to play holi, and he came here only. And the holi began over here. And Krishna was getting defeated in dry holi, so he took out pichkari and attacked Radharani. Radharani held it by hand, but still some droplets fell on her cheek. And Krishna got mesmerized with the beauty of Radharani, with some red dots on her white cheeks. In the meantime, gopis arrested them because he cheated them. They were not supposed to take out pichkari, the liquid color. They were supposed to play with dry color only. But because in dry holi, Krishna and his party got defeated, Krishna did cheating and took out the piston. And that's how the holi game stopped. And Krishna got arrested. They twisted his arms behind and brought him to Lalita. Lalita said, we'll make his face black with kajal. And we will pull his uttariya vastra, insult him, and write a bad word on his back and throw him away. So Radharani applied black color on his face and pulled his cloth and wrote a bad word and sent him. At that moment, Radharani, Krishna fell at the feet of Radharani and said, I'm very sorry. And he gave her gifts. That gift is called what? Fagua. What is that gift called? Fagua means in the Phagun month, when you play holi and when you get defeated, you have to give gifts to people who have won the game. And that gift when you lose the game of holi, is called Fagua. How to remember? Phagun. Phagun month. So Fagua. And that Fagua means clothes, food material, ornaments and many costly things Krishna brings from Nandagaon. One time Lord Shiva in this temple. This temple is called Priyeshwar Mahadev. Lord Shiva came here to take the baby darshan of Radharani. And the baby darshan of Radharani, when she came, Radharani was very pleased to see Mahadev. So he said, you please stay here only in Barsana. So Lord Shiva stayed here. So he's called as Priyeshwar Mahadev. One time Narad Muni came to see the baby form of Radharani. So Radharani, when he saw, he was very happy and very much overwhelmed. So with big eyes he was watching Radharani. So Radharani got scared and she was, oh, which sadhu has come and opening big eyes looking at me. So he got very scared and she ran away. So while going, she had some dry fruits and she gave it in the hand of Narad Muni and she ran away. So Narad Muni ate that meva. Meva means dry fruits. He was very happy. And Radharani went running to the mother's lap. Mama, this sadhu with big eyes is watching me. I'm very scared. So Mama said, Hare Radharani, he is Narad Muni. He had come when you were born. You are not opening your eyes. You are not hearing anything. You are not talking anything. By the time he only had come and blessed you. And because of his blessing, you could open your eyes, you could talk, you could hear. So he is a very merciful Baba. So Radharani still was scared. She was holding the mother's lap and she was looking at that Narad Muni. So Narad Muni got Mahaprasad. In this pond also, Radharani was, you know, what is Uptan? You know Uptan? What is Uptan? Uptan is made of beautiful, fragrant herbs. It also has cow dung base. It's a very, very auspicious, very pure and very fragrant material which cleanses your skin very nicely. So you massage that Uptan in your body and keep it so your skin starts becoming fragrant. And then you wash it away. So Radharani's parents, Kirtita Devi, actually washed, applied uptan to Radharani's body and gave bath over here to Radharani. So Radharani has taken bath, Sakhis have taken bath, Krishna has dipped himself here. That's why this kund is Radharani's and Krishna's Charanamrita. Very auspicious. Plus they become yellow because of Radharani's yellow substance also. And in the holy festival, on one of the days, Radha Krishna also play Nauka Vihar here. Nauka Vihar means boating pastimes. That's called as Dongi Lila. What is called as? Dongi means boat. So they have lots of water pastimes and boat pastimes in the waters of Pilipokhar. So thus Pilipokhar is a very special place. All the auspicious trees are around here, you know. This is also auspicious tree. What tree is this? Banyan tree is form of what? Banyan tree is Lord Shiva himself. Who is Krishna then? Which tree? Peepal tree is Krishna. Ashwatha, it is called in Sanskrit. Ashwathoham, Krishna says, among the trees I am Ashwatha. So that tree there is Ashwatha. This tree is banyan tree. You see that tree? Very special tree. That tree has Imli tree coming on the same root as Pilu tree. The small branches is Pilu. Big trunk is Imli tree. And both the trees are coming from same place. It's very unusual. You will not see in Bombay anywhere. Very unusual phenomenon. So all the auspicious trees are over here at Pilipokhar. And after Radharani washed her hands and made it yellow, it was named as Pilipokhar. Before it was named as Priyakunda. So thus, I have to end our discussion because we have to go to Vrindavan. But most important, I pray to you, I request all of you that feel very grateful so that Radharani has allowed you to come here, spend your time here, allowed you to serve her, visit the Brijvasis, visit the holy places, hear the pastimes every day. So you have to chant 3 times Hari Bol and thank Radharani for allowing you to come here. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. And I wish and pray that Radharani calls you again and again all the life to come here and serve and please the Brijvasis and get her blessings. And what do you achieve after receiving her blessings? We are always saying, na, we have come here to take Radharani's blessings, we have come here to take her blessings, we have come here to please her. So when she is pleased and you get her blessings, what happens? You get Krishna prem. You get love for Krishna, which is the goal of our life. And you may do the tapasya, many things, but you may not get Krishna prem. Only when Radharani blesses you, you get Krishna prem. So for us, getting Radharani's blessing is extremely important. That's why we say, Hare Krishna. What is Hare? Hare is Radharani. You take her name first. So when you call Krishna's name, Krishna may not hear you. But you take Radharani's name, immediately he looks, who is calling my beloved? Who is calling my beloved? What is your name? Krishna Gopal. Suppose he is in the market with his mother and father shopping, doing some sabji. And somebody says, Krishna Gopal, Krishna Gopal. So who will look first? Krishna Gopal may be lost in seeing the ball and bat and some ornaments and some playful things. But the moment you call Krishna Gopal, who will see first? Mother will see. Who is calling my dear son? So by calling Krishna Gopal, you are attracting the attention of his mother and father. So when you say Hare, you are attracting the attention of Krishna. And he is thinking, who is calling my beloved Radharani? And that's how, instead of calling him alone, we catch his attention by calling Radharani's name. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. So fold your hands and express your gratitude. Be grateful to her, thank her, and request her to call you again and again to serve her and her devotees in Barsana Dham. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve you. Hare Krishna.